Proclamation number 3771 of 15th of May, 1946. Victory of Truth. Lies will never stand up to the spirit of truth, and thus the deepest night will one day be dispelled by the light of day, which is the pure truth from God. But the free will of man will never be circumvented, who must decide for himself a truth or untruth. And that is why lies and error also gained the upper hand on earth, because people themselves did not defend themselves against them. Anyone who earnestly seeks the truth by calling upon God will find it, but he has to find it within himself. However, anyone who looks for truth in sources opened by human thinking will search in vain, for no one's own thinking can guarantee pure truth as soon as it is based on adopted knowledge, on thoughts which were passed on in a scholastic way and where God's Spirit therefore remained uninvolved because the originator of pure truth was left unnoticed. For where the Spirit of God cannot work, lies and error have free access, and this is due to the will of the human being himself. But if the lie has taken hold, then it is difficult to suppress it. However, it has to give way to the pure truth from God. It will not be able to withstand it. It will be recognized by those who appeal to God for enlightenment. It will be completely overruled, and God-bound people will free themselves from every lie and error and go to battle against it. And again, the truth-desiring human being will side with those who stand in truth, because every serious will for truth also results in the recognition of the lie. Light and darkness will be in constant conflict, but the light will be victorious and chase away the night which is spread over the earth. But the battle will be hard because people's will is partly weak and partly in bondage to the adversary, so that the bearers of truth will have a difficult time in the time before the end. For the sake of people's freedom of will, God will not intervene until the last day has come. He does not force people to recognize the truth but brings it so close to them that they only need to use their will correctly in order to recognize it. Light will be where light is desired, and darkness will reign where light is denied access. But in the end the light will penetrate because this is God's will, for all darkness, all powers which oppose God and thus the eternal truth, will be banished and transferred from the state of being able to recognize into a state of complete powerlessness again, so that no opposing forces will be able to take effect and pure truth will fill all people who then live on earth. For the earth will arise anew and only shelter people who are filled with the Spirit of God, who live in the light because they are close to God and no longer need to fear lies and error. Amen.